useful comments have already been made, and the drafters received a lot of congratulations. I would like to extend them to everybody in the room. I mean, if there is something which can improve the health, I think we are all stakeholders in it. And if we are if we have very healthy behavior, we also have to pay for those who don't. So I think it's a broad issue which deserves a lot of merits. There's always the balance, as was discussed, between health consideration and revenue. And one of the things for this committee is, of course, also domestic resource mobilization. And I see the dollar signs in the eyes of a number of people, as I know from my own country, when you talk about taxes like this. But I think the point also raised by the South Center is a very valid one, that the situation of countries is different. In some countries, people earn enough to pay the more tax, and then to impose that on people with less spending power. And in that context, I also wondered whether, although, again, from a budget-raising perspective, that will not be much appreciated, whether there can be a balance between the carrot and the root. On the one hand, maybe increasing tax for certain products, but on the other hand, lowering it on other, like alcohol-free products and things like that. Now, after Lisa's remark, I'm getting a bit afraid whether that might create WTO issues as well, because then you would promote non-alcohol-bearing products over others, but I cannot overview the consequences of that. The final remark I would like to make is the border shopping. Of course, it is identified as a potential issue. I only saw, but I haven't studied the documents all in depth, I saw two very small paragraphs on that. And I think regional cooperation in that sense, which is mentioned, is very interesting, maybe to expand a little bit more on that, but maybe also a little bit more on, yeah, the kind of regions where this may be more effective as an approach or than others, depending on the circumstances of the countries. Are there lot smaller countries with large borders? Then this is a much bigger issue than a very big country. So these are just a few small comments, and lots of success with the continuation of the work. Thank you.